No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some very helpful tips on overcoming a destructive victim mentality. Enjoy.
At 16, I quit school.
I saved just enough for a one-way ticket to Paris. Maybe I just wanted it really bad, then when I got it too early, I didn't know how to hold on to it.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances. If you do what is easy, stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else. If you do what is easy, surrender and give up on your dreams, become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. If you do what is hard, approaching strangers, talking to people in shopping malls, get up dressed every day, going out prospecting, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, somebody's out here looking for an opportunity. You can go outside right now and see some pigeons, but you're out hunting for eagles, and they are not common. And if you do that over and over and over again, somebody's going to show up. Somebody's going to say, I'm the one.
The only one that can stop you from winning is you. The enemy's not your neighbor. The enemy's not your coworker. Your enemy's not your boss. That enemy is staring you in the face every morning you wake up.
If tomorrow wasn't promised, what would you give for today? Forget everything else. Forget everything else. What would you spend today? Thank you.
It's possible you can live your dream. It's necessary that you have a plan of action, that you're resilient, that you stick to, and you work with the system, that you work with people, that you give support, and that you be there for them.
The people that will make it in this life, they look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. There's something in you that says always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. You are different. You have greatness within you.
Don't judge your circumstances and the possibilities for your future based upon what you have now and because of what's going on now. No. That's not the real reality there. What you're going through, if you're going through some hard times, it has not come to stay. It has come to pass. It's all right.
You said to yourself, I'm going to do whatever it takes to build this business. I can do it. If anybody's ever done it at any point in time in history, then what's possible for one, it's possible for me, and I'm going to do it. That's what you said to yourself.
Got to find what you love. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. Stay hungry, stay foolish.
Everything's okay.
No. You always want to, you want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you?
How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? In the last 90 days, how many books have you read? In the last year, what new skill or knowledge have you acquired? What kind of investment have you made in
are relentless. People that are hungry are unstoppable. People that are hungry refuse to give up. People that are hungry, no excuse is acceptable for not making their dream become a reality.
How much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. If you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture. Winners win, and losers lose. You need to tell you that you owe you something. No more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more, no, we working out now. No more alcohol, not right now. No, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Winners win and losers lose.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.